Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. It's Saturday, April 6th, which means you're listening to a special weekend edition of the podcast featuring the Capitol Recap. Coming up, state lawmakers and the governor both want to improve public safety in Vermont, but how to go about doing so is proving to be a big sticking point. We'll dig into the details of the dispute after this.
Thanks for tuning in to The Frequency, and thanks to VITA for their support. VITA, celebrating 50 years of helping Vermont businesses grow and thrive. From agriculture to energy, startups to established companies, find solutions that fit your business. Visit veda.org to start your next chapter.
There's at least one thing Republican Governor Phil Scott and Democratic lawmakers agree on. Improving public safety needs to be a top priority for elected officials this year. But how to accomplish that goal has become a major point of contention between Scott and the legislature. And in this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, reporter Pete Hirschfeld is here to talk about the wide-ranging public safety bill lawmakers are backing and why the governor opposes their plan. Hey, Pete.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
You bet. So, Pete, let's talk first about how House lawmakers just approved a public safety bill that's now before the Senate. What would this legislation actually do?
Courts, county prosecutors, victims' advocates, and public defenders have all told lawmakers this year that they don't have the workforce they need to process and resolve the thousands of criminal cases that show up in Vermont courts every year. And what this bill would do is add about 35 new positions in almost all areas of the court system. This would mean more deputy state's attorneys to prosecute cases in county courtrooms, more judicial assistants to manage the case flow in courts, more attorneys for the Office of the Defender General. John Campbell is the commissioner of the Department of State's Attorneys and Sheriffs. He says the court system is suffering from years of financial neglect from the legislature, and he says the average caseload for a deputy prosecutor in this state right now is nearing 400 cases.
And there's going to get to the point where it's almost like, okay, well, what crimes do you not want us to prosecute? Because we can't do it. We cannot continue to prosecute cases with levels of resources as they are. It will be impossible.
Lawmakers say the serious public safety issues that many Vermont communities are contending with right now stem from lack of accountability and lack of consequences for offenders. And they say the courts are not going to be able to impose consequences that deter criminal behavior until and unless we give them the resources they need to administer justice.
So, Pete, it sounds like we're talking about dozens of new positions in state government. How do House lawmakers plan to pay for those new employees?
This is not an inexpensive proposal. All told, the price tag for these new positions is about $7 million a year. And House Democrats want to increase taxes on corporations to pay for all those salaries and benefits. And here's why. Vermont has a backlog right now, Mitch, of about 16,000 criminal cases, some of which have been pending for years. South Burlington Representative Martin Lalonde, he's the Democratic chair of the House Judiciary Committee, says courts and state's attorneys and public defenders don't have nearly enough human resources to resolve that backlog while simultaneously taking on new cases.
With the current funding level for the criminal justice system, it would take many years to resolve the court backlog and to increase the efficiency and fairness of the criminal and civil justice system. The legislature has an effective lever to address this issue, and that is the state's budget.
Lalonde says expert witnesses have told his committee that consequences for criminal actions only have a deterrent effect if they're imposed as soon as possible after the offense has occurred, and that the longer it takes courts to resolve a case, the more likely it is that someone is going to reoffend. Lalonde says if Vermont really cares about public safety, then it has to give courts the resources they need to resolve those cases in a timely manner. And he says there's just no way to accomplish that without spending more money.
Well, Pete, as we said at the top, the governor has made it clear that public safety is one of his top priorities. He has also said he won't support any proposal that requires a tax increase on residents or businesses. So where does he stand on this proposal?
Phil Scott does want to see more spending on public safety than we're seeing right now. His budget, for instance, included two new judges, which lawmakers welcomed. It also called for larger budget increases for state's attorneys in the judiciary than other areas of government got. But Scott is dubious that all these new positions added by the legislature are necessary. And he says the real problem is that offenders are not being held accountable for flouting court conditions or not showing up for their court cases.
So we don't have an efficient court system because I believe we don't hold people accountable enough and make sure that they show up in court. That's why we ask for, you know, going back on to some of our bail, you know, undoing some of the bail reforms that we put into place.
Lawmakers are revisiting some of those bail reforms, but Lalonde and other legislators say squeezing operational efficiencies from this understaffed system is not going to solve the problem. And while Phil Scott thinks higher taxes on corporations are going to create a hostile environment for businesses, Democrats in the legislature say they think businesses will happily pay a premium to locate in a place that prioritizes the public safety of its employees and its customers.
And you can read more about the ongoing debate over public safety in Montpelier at vermontpublic.org. And you can get all the news from our team of reporters in the Statehouse delivered to your inbox by signing up for our weekly Capitol Recap newsletter. Pete Hirschfeld, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelyan, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Talk to you Monday.
How are we supposed to fix what we don't talk about? Welcome to Homegoings, a Vermont Public podcast that encourages fearless conversations about art and race.
It's like an extended family, and especially around homegoing time.
Join us for Homegoings, wherever you get your podcasts. We're a proud member of the NPR network.